Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon, I have Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Easter.
And we have Dr. Richard Podell, who just made it.
Ah, yes, I just did.
Okay, Arnie is off today. Okay, today I want to start off with some economic news. According to a recent article in the New York Times, because the economy is bad and people are concerned about money and job security, vitamin sales have increased. The point being that people feel they can no longer afford to pay the high cost of medicines and perhaps medical care. So they turn to less expensive vitamins and herbs to treat or prevent health problems.
Right, Don. And the question, I guess, is this a good thing or is it a dangerous trend? And, well, as we've said many times in the past, there is a time for conventional medicine, and, of course, that would mean it would be appropriate to consult with a conventional medical doctor.
But, on the other hand, there's also a time when conventional medicines and medical consultations are not really necessary. Could this economic downturn, at least in this regard, be a blessing in disguise?
Well, if people turn to alternative therapies that are less expensive yet effective, well, isn't that a good thing? If people discover the value of prevention through optimal nutrition, well, wouldn't that be a good thing too? And if people are forced to give up cigarettes because they can't afford them or other bad behaviors like that, might not that be a good thing also?
Well, if it's a good thing if it works and not so good if it doesn't, sometimes the alternative remedies do not even have to work to be better. Merely preventing the use of an ineffective drug may be benefit enough. If a patient turns to vitamin C and echinacea, for example, instead of demanding a prescription for antibiotics from their doctor, that may be a good thing. Each time a doctor does not give in to a parent's demand for ineffective medication for their child's ear infection, well, that may be a good thing. Why? According to another recent article in the Times, and I quote, patients with ear infections are more likely to be harmed by antibiotics than helped. While the pills may cause a small decrease in symptoms, for which eardrops work better, the infections typically recede within days regardless of treatment. Thus, quote the New York Times. The same article points out the same is true for bronchitis, sinusitis, and sore throats. Unnecessary antibiotics are still given to more than 1 in 7 Americans each year for these conditions alone, cost more than $2 billion, and tens of thousands of serious adverse medication effects requiring treatment.
And what about the vitamins and herbs themselves? Well, do they work? Well, if you're a regular listener to this program, you hear us provide you with the evidence week after week that they do. But not that we're saying every claim you hear for supplements in their place in other places is valid. I mean, there's plenty of marketing nonsense out there with miraculous claims that have, you know, absolutely no validity. Again, if you listen to our show, we're not hesitant to tell you when we think something falls in that kind of category.
Okay, and in the same vein, when we tell you something does work or may work, you can be comfortable with that information as well. Now let's look at some examples. There was a recent study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. It was found that a high intake of vitamin C reduced the risk of gout. Now, this was a large, double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized trial. Now, gout is darn painful. Does this mean that if you have gout, you can cure it with vitamin C? Well, no, we're not really sure, as the study looked at prevention, not treatment. But I'll tell you this, if I had gout, I sure as heck would not hesitate for a moment to put myself onto 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C daily. There's a good chance it'll help, a good chance it'll be good for you in other ways, and little chance that it'll cause harm. And getting back to the economic aspects, it won't cost you much money.
Right, Doc. And we could give other additional examples as well. Here's another one. In a recent study in the International Journal of Gynecology Obstetrics, well, they found that supplementation with CoQ10 during pregnancy reduced the risk of developing preeclampsia by 10%.
And in the journal Phytomedicine, researchers concluded that both oral and intravenous vinpocetin, which is a natural product, was found to be beneficial in patients with cerebrovascular disease, reduced the plasma and whole blood viscosity, and also the red blood cell aggregation. Another study in Acta Pediatrica demonstrated that supplementation with omega-3 oils, vitamin C, and zinc improved the symptoms of asthma in children. There was even a study that showed that probiotic supplements reduced anxiety symptoms.
Well, again, I mean, maybe there is a silver lining, gentlemen, in these gray economic clouds. Perhaps people will be motivated to turn to vitamins and herbs and maybe other healthful behaviors, and maybe it will be a good thing.
Right. So, anyway, let's hope so. I want to quickly comment on that study that Dr. Podell just mentioned on asthma. You know, I can see what – I just want to clarify something, or at least offer some advice when you hear a study like this. This was an impressive study, and they happened to look at certain nutrients, omega-3 oils, EPA, DHA, fish oil type oils, the vitamin C, and zinc. Now, they found that those three nutrients improved the symptoms of asthma, as we said, in children. Does that mean that if you have a child with asthma, you need to run out and look for a special omega-3 vitamin C zinc combination formula that's designed for this thing? No. They didn't look at other vitamins and so forth. What this really means, in my opinion, is that taking nutritional supplements in general, a multivitamin, essential fatty acids, all the things we talk about, help asthma and other health problems of this type. And, you know, maybe if they looked at other nutrients, they'd find there were other ones that were helpful too. So don't make the mistake of interpreting studies like this to mean that you have to go to this particular one combination of nutrients. Look at it in a broader sense. It merely supports the contention that these various nutrients can be helpful for these types of health problems. Okay? All right. Now, having said that, it's about time for us to take our first break. We'll be happy to start taking your phone calls, and we'll do that right after the break. So let me give you the phone number, 1-800-321-0710. That's a toll-free number. It doesn't cost you a penny. So why not give us a call if you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition. Please give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment. New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's Black Currant Extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer Formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 Juice Extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high-potency New Zealand Black Currant Super Formula.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm going to interrupt these pre-recorded commercials for just a moment and tell you a couple things. First, I want to alert you to a special sale on one of our favorite Jaru products. The product is PomGuard. It's the pomegranate concentrate in capsule form. And the good news is that PomGuard is now on sale at one-half price. Wow, what a deal. Okay, also, that's not the only thing that we have on sale right now. I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, well, then you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all, however. You will find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale right now. Source Naturals, American Health, the full lines 35% off. Doctor's Best, the full line 33% off. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Kyolic, NTI, Natrol, Neocell, and more. Full lines 30% off list price. So check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog or our current sale flyer? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you'd like, we can mail them to you. If you're not on our Wilner Chemist mailing list, you can call 1-800-633-1106 and you could choose option number 3. It'll take a recording of your name and address. Let me give you that number again. Call 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Don just said, www.wilner.com, and subscribing online. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll begin taking your calls in just a few moments.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And Kyolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Back by popular demand, Doctor's Best is once again offering a 40% off special on their popular glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination. This is a great opportunity for you to stock up on one of the most effective combinations for joint pain that you can get, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Reduce inflammation and pain while you stimulate healing. Why take acetaminophen, which can poison your liver, when you can take glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, which works just as well or better and is good for you? Studies showing benefit indicate that this combination can slow deterioration of cartilage, relieve osteoarthritis pain, and improve joint mobility. Doctor's Best Glucosamine Chondroitin MSM Capsules, now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 40% off list price. This is a deal that's hard to beat. The 240 capsule size, on sale for only $28.14, and the 120 capsule size, only $15.54.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes, our nutritionist and manager of our downtown store, and Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host. We're taking your phone calls on topics relating to vitamins, minerals, homeopathy, herbs, and your health. Let me give you the phone number once again, because I think we still have a couple slots open. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's get to the phones, and we have Barbara on the phone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Barbara, how can we help you?
I was interested in knowing about probiotics and their benefits.
Okay, good question. I think you may have your radio on or something. Okay, there we go. All right. Matter of fact, we just mentioned a study showing the value of probiotics in an unexpected area, treating some anxiety-related problems. And this, I think, highlights the fact that there is more value to these substances than you might have originally thought. Let me start off, perhaps, by telling you what a probiotic is, and then I'll let Sam and Dr. Podell start mentioning some of the uses we can put this to. Basically, a probiotic is what we call a friendly bacteria. You know, people normally have a varied collection of bacterial cultures and things growing in their bowel, and many of the bacteria that are normally found in your bowel are beneficial. And we'll talk about some of the good things they do for you in just a moment. The problem arises when something happens to disrupt this population of beneficial bacteria. Probably the most common thing that can do that is a course of antibiotic therapy. Makes sense, because, as you might guess, the antibiotics will kill all the bacteria, not really differentiating between the good guys and the bad guys. So that's one example of what can cause a deficiency of these friendly good bacteria in the gut. Now, why is it important that we have these bacteria there? Well, I'll let Sam and Dr. Podell start off. You guys, sure. Who wants first shot?
Sure, I'll start. I mean, it's certainly, Don, one of the most popular and most used or requested supplements that we sell. And the reason is it has such a profound effect, perhaps, on digestion and immunity in a large sense. These bacteria protect us against pathogens that may exist in our gut. They sort of reinforce the barrier function of the gut, and that's very, very important. And they play a role in helping produce some vitamins, and they also produce some things that help support our immune system and reduce inflammation. Probably one of the biggest and most commonly used reasons why people use probiotics, and probably the most studies, its effect on diarrhea severe diarrhea. It's used on in some places to help people who have, you know, pretty bad diarrhea, children, especially in the impoverished areas. And it seems to be really very, very helpful in reducing the severity of it, severity of diarrhea, among other things. Dr. Padil?
Yeah, well, I think that what people are most familiar with is the use, as Sam said, with diarrhea. And I know I and actually many mainstream physicians will give or recommend lactobacillus and bifidobacteria anytime they put a patient on antibiotics, and they would keep it during the antibiotics and then for several weeks thereafter. But what's less well known is the fact that the acidophilus has effects on the immune system, and that even in normal healthy people, if you feed them acidophilus for a few weeks, this will improve the ability of their blood cells to scavenge viruses, bacteria, and even tumor cells. So there is about 40% of the entire immune system is placed in and around the gut. Most of it's in the walls of the gut or right outside the walls of the gut. So there's some very profound communication that goes on between the bacteria that live in our gut and the rest of us.
Yeah, let me, before you guys continue, let me run down a list of some of the health concerns that are listed under health notes. For example, if you look up probiotics, you'll see they have a listing of health concerns backed up by scientific studies where probiotics can play a role. So, Barbara, let me run down this list real quickly. I'll start from the top. Diarrhea, tooth decay, vaginitis, yeast infection, hay fever, canker sores, colic, Crohn's disease, and eczema, food allergies, HIV support, immune function in general, infection in general, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, vaginitis, pancreatitis, chronic candidiasis, and stress. Oh, look at that. Stress, that ties into that article we just mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this gives you a rough idea of the broad scope of health conditions that you can utilize probiotics for. If we had to boil it down to just a couple words, again, as Sam and Dr. Padil mentioned, it'll enhance immune system function. So anything relating to immune system will usually benefit. It will enhance the overall digestive function, meaning anywhere from diarrhea to helping to break down things like lactose and so forth in the gut more completely for people with food allergies. That's where the food allergies comes in, and so forth. So we have 1 minute to make any other comments to Barbara, guys. Anything else you want to say about probiotics?
I'd say they're pretty important.
Yeah, and of course, the thing is, probiotic supplements, because these are somewhat fragile in terms of getting them from your mouth down to your lower bowel where they work, you have to be careful to start with a high-quality product, one that has a high potency of these organisms to begin with, because we know some of it's going to get destroyed as it moves through your digestive system. So that's why you'll see a lot of the good products will mention the potency right off the bat. There'll be billions of organisms. You will see that a good product should have a guaranteed expiration date on it to kind of show that it's been stabilized, maybe enterocoded. If you're looking for a product like that, give us a call at Wilner Chemist or come by, and we'll be happy to help you choose the appropriate product for you. Okay?
Well, I know we're coming up to a break. Barbara, did we answer your question? Do you have a specific reason why you're asking us about this?
It all started with my grandchildren and diarrhea. And
I'll tell you what, you want to hold on, Barbara? We can comment on that specific thing right after this break. How's that sound?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I think we do need to take a break. So we'll get back in just a moment and answer the rest of Barbara's question.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com online.
And here's some good news. PGX is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B-complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic, here's Tom O'Hara.
Good afternoon. This report is brought to you by Garmin. Get a Garmin Nuvi 765T with subscription-free traffic alerts in most metro areas that can help you avoid traffic delays and road construction. Find out more at Garmin.com. Into the city now at the George Washington Bridge, 15 minutes to the upper deck, 10 minutes to the lower deck, inbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, 10 minutes with a 5-minute exiting delay coming in at the Holland Tunnel. That's 20 minutes from New Jersey Turnpike Approach, 15 minutes from Routes 1 and 9 with a 30-minute exiting delay. Scattered delays being reported at Newark and JFK on arrivals. Call your carrier with the very latest information. Cross Bronx Expressway West between the Bronx River Parkway and the George Washington Bridge. Watch for a slow ride. Eastbound delays coming off the George Washington Bridge heading into Jerome Avenue. Northern State Parkway East between Roslyn Road and Glencoe Road. Very heavy traffic. Overturned vehicle and emergency authorities have now left the scene. Westbound is slow from Glencoe Road all the way out to Post Avenue. I'm Ion Levinson with the traffic on WOR.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, along with Dr. Richard Podell. We were in the process of answering Barbara's question about probiotics. We gave some general information, and now, Barbara, you wanted to give us a specific problem.
Well, I just wanted to mention that it was given to my grandchildren who had severe diarrhea, and it was wonderful. In addition to that problem, to the problem of diarrhea, they also went to a gastroenterologist who said that fruit juices is the biggest cause of diarrhea in children. We're talking about toddlers and infants. And we stopped the fruit juices, we added the probiotics, and they're so much better, and their appetites are better. And I specifically have had duodenal ulcers in the past, and I find that perhaps it'll be beneficial to me as well.
Yeah, you know, Don, we did. I don't know if you mentioned you rattle off so many issues that probiotics can help. There was a study regarding probiotics in H. pylori and ulcers, wasn't there?
Right.
It can help control it.
This kind of ties into the opening statements that we made at the beginning of the show. Probiotics is one of those categories, one of those groups of nutritional supplements where you really can't argue about the efficacy and the value of this type of product. Study after study after study keeps coming out showing that this nutritional supplement, probiotic supplements, works, and it is beneficial. A Barber's experience is just one of many that support this, and we appreciate that information, Barbara. It's also an interesting point about the fruit juice. There was a study, I think in the past week or two, maybe Dr. Podell will know what I'm talking about, where they found sugar. The more sugar in the diet, I think it was related to, was it diabetes or some other problem? But they really kind of zeroed in on the fact that when they evaluated the diets of people with a certain health problem, the sugar content was the main culprit. And these fruit juices is, of course, a big source of sugar. You know, a lot of people think that just because it's a fruit or a juice from fruit that it has to be healthy. Well, as I've said many times in the past, you know, a fruit is a valuable nutritional food for several reasons. Its fiber content and its vitamin content. But the sugar content is not one of its claims of fame. When you make a fruit juice, you're taking away many of the healthy components of the fruit. This applies, by the way, to many of the quote-unquote juicing approaches. You know, when you leave behind a lot of the good stuff, you're losing much of the benefit. And for children especially, letting them drink fruit juice after fruit juice after fruit juice, you're just basically smothering them with sugar. It may be fruit sugar, but it's still sugar.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. I also ought to mention that there is a small group of people who simply can't digest sugars. And they have things like fructose intolerance, and those people have trouble with fruits, even healthy fruits. Mm-hmm. They're a small minority, though, but they're there.
Okay. Okay, so thank you for that call, Barbara, and I'm glad that it helped your grandchildren, and hopefully it'll help you with your duodenal ulcers. Okay, let's move on to Jane in Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you, Jane?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Calling to speak to the doctor.
You can speak to all of us. Okay. We don't charge extra.
All right. I'm calling about my high blood pressure. I was on high blood pressure for many years, since I was about 35. I'm 58 now, and my blood pressure was never controlled. I was on Tobro for many years. Finally, my doctor sent me to a high blood pressure specialist, and he changed my medication, which the pressure is good, but now my heart races too fast. I've been to the emergency twice, and they're going to put a heart monitor tomorrow, and I have to get an echo on Friday. They don't know why this is happening.
Well, I'm not sure that Dr. Podell is going to be able to tell you why it's happening over the phone either, but we can perhaps give you some general commentary.
Obviously, they have to find out why this is happening. It may or may not have anything to do with your blood pressure or your blood pressure medicines. Your heart rate may simply go rapidly because there's some electrical abnormality in the heart. These can usually be treated quite nicely. Sometimes it needs medicine, sometimes it doesn't need medicines. So I think for now, I'm tempted to say things like magnesium are good for preventing rapid heart rate. For now, we really can't say that. For you, we have to find out what's wrong, and that sounds like they're going ahead and doing it. For instance, maybe your thyroid is too fast, and that's stimulating the heart. That's things that remain to be worked up.
Yeah. We can mention, for those of you listening whose ears perked up when you heard high blood pressure and rapid heartbeat, we can mention some of the supplements and herbs and things that are good for that in general. But as Dr. Podell is rightly pointing out, in Jane's case, we need a diagnosis. Generally speaking, of course, yes, magnesium, especially for people with heart rate problems, along with hawthorn, also Hawthorn's an herb that's been used both for rhythm abnormalities as well as a high blood pressure. But we could include coenzyme Q10 in the category. We could include fish oil supplements or EPA DHA supplements in that category. Maybe even calcium and fiber supplements. The herb garlic would be something people with high blood pressure should think of.
Taurine is a good regulator.
Taurine and another amino acid like material that I think is becoming more and more in the spotlight is the carnitine. I'm reaching a point where anything relating to heart rhythm problems and so forth, carnitine or specifically the GPLC, the glycine propionyl L-carnitine, I think is something that should be looked at. And, of course, arginine. You mentioned taurine, and then, arginine perhaps
right.
to reduce the tension in the blood vessels. So, there's other herbs. There's olive leaf might be helpful. But, again, these are just general things. And Jane, maybe after you get a diagnosis and when they kind of pinpoint what's really going on, then you can stop by one of our stores and we can talk about supplementing your medication program with some appropriate supplements as well, okay? So good luck with your testing, and I hope that they can pinpoint what the underlying problem is. Dr. Podell, it's always kind of seemed to me that hypertension is one of these problems that, we all know that there has to be some underlying cause for many of these people, but seems as if too often we're not really able to identify a specific underlying cause. Is that the case, or am I?
No, that is true. There are a number of hormones that tend to be abnormal. Renin, angiotensin, and there's lines of drugs that are specifically counteract those. But as to why it happens, what sets off that particular vicious cycle, that's unclear. We know there are times when it's due to, let's say, difficulty getting blood through the kidney. Any kidney damage can tend to cause high blood pressure. But sometimes it can be caused by psychological shock. And again, why is that, that it continues? Whereas in most people, it then calms down. And so we're just discovering.
Well, what about atherosclerosis? Diet and exercise, though, plays a very big role. And I think a lot of people with problems like this probably lack the proper dietary program as well as a lack of exercise. So.
Yep.
And I guess overweight. I mean, wasn't there a study? I think I saw one study looking at children.
It's alarming.
Four children out of five in New York, I think it said something was obese.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just scary stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, look, before we go to the next phone call, why don't we get some messages out of the way so we can devote the proper time to our callers. Let me just tell you folks that we'd be happy to answer your questions as well, especially if your questions are about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition. So please feel free to give us a call. Toll-free number 1-800-321-0710. Take a break from your Easter egg hunt or your Easter bonnet parade or whatever. Give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy McKay, which is brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy McKay with a nutrition update. Healthy skin thrives on a steady supply of the essential omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil. The skin is the body's largest organ, which has a protective role that depends on fatty acid-rich intracellular domain. Lack of omega-3 fatty acids reduces the skin's barrier function and results in the loss of water, roughness in texture, flaking, peeling, itching, and inflammation. In my clinic, when a patient presents with chronic inflammatory skin diseases such as acne, eczema, or psoriasis, it is my first clue that they have an essential omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. Omega-3 fatty acids supply the necessary nutrition for skin cells to rebuild their barrier function and support the body's natural anti-inflammatory response. If you suffer from dryness or inflammation of the skin, it's time for an oil change. Supplementation with purified fish oil is the best way to provide your skin the essential omega-3 fatty acids that it needs. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy McKay.
What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production, and it is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conoco has been making a natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10, a reduced form called ubiquinol, that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conoco calls this product Conoco QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency CoQ10 from Conoco. Achoo! Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, you catch a cold or the flu. Well, now you can recover faster with Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. This revolutionary, natural, homeopathic product actually helps speed your recovery, allowing you to get better faster. Unlike most medicines that simply mask symptoms, Umka Cold Care actually helps you recover faster, letting you get back to yourself and your life again. Umka is clinically tested and comes from a potent plant species in South Africa. Sometimes you can't avoid getting sick, but you can recover faster with Umka, the unique sounding product with the amazing benefits. So also look for the new Umka Cold and Flu, a synergistic formula that relieves both colds and flu. Umka Cold and Flu combines two clinically tested homeopathic formulas into one potent remedy. Umka formulas are available exclusively from Nature's Way. Get better faster with Umka. Umka, the unique sounding product with the amazing benefits. Umka and all Nature's Way products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, yes, welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Before we get back to the telephones, I want to just remind you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. All Umka products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. A couple other things before we get back to those people waiting on the phones. I see nobody from Atlanta has called. You know, I've been talking extra loud so that this broadcast can carry all the way down to Georgia for you folks that shop at our great store on Peachtree Road in Buckhead. You know, you're welcome to give us a call as well. I'm sure people in Atlanta have questions about supplements. It's a toll-free call even from Atlanta, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. So let's get some calls from Atlanta coming in here, folks. Okay. Also, before we take the next call, you know, I was, as some of you may realize, I haven't been on the air for a few weeks. I was on vacation. I was at the Dead Sea over in Israel. And, you know, we've talked about a product that we carry, a Zindet. X-Y-N-D-E-T. It's a line of skincare products, and it contains mud from the Dead Sea. And I just want, you know, I was down there, and they have, you know, people go down there to these spas, and they have big barrels with this thick black mud. And they strip down to their bathing suits, and they smear themselves with this mud and stand around for 10-15 minutes, and then they have showers to rinse off, and they do this as a therapeutic treatment. Well, you don't have to smear yourself with this thick black mud. Zindet, if you have eczema, psoriasis, this is one of the active ingredients in the Zindet products. Very interesting product, and it works. So I was
it's actually, I think, a combination of silt and salt. It's both the salt and the silt from the Dead Sea.
Well, it's actually mud.
Right.
Anyway, okay, so I just thought I would kind of mention that because I was kind of tickled when I saw all that there. Okay, now, having said all of that, I guess we can go to the telephones, and we have Leon from Bound Brook, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Leon. How can we help you? Hello, Leon.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. We're waiting for you. This is Don Goldberg. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Okay, I have a question about organic vitamin C versus the regular vitamin C has the ascorbic acid. And I'd like to know if the organic C, does the body utilize that better?
No.
No?
No. I don't even know if there is any, you know, some organic vitamin C. When you're talking about vitamin C, especially a product that's of any a potency worth mentioning, I don't really think that organic comes into play. Vitamin C in potency is all a manufactured as a pharmaceutical product, and whether it's organic or not really isn't pertinent. You know, sometimes organic and other terms in our industry are bandied about a little bit more than they should be from a marketing standpoint. There can be certain instances where it's applicable and certain instances where it's not. Now, if you want to get your vitamin C from a food source,
right,
that's fine, but you have to understand you're only going to be dealing with relatively low potencies, 10, 15, 30 milligrams at the most vitamin C from something like a rosehip powder. Don't be misled into thinking that the mixing up of some vitamin C with some kind of a culture or something of various food concentrates is in some way going to change the fact that you're still starting with vitamin C. Okay? If it's high potency, it's vitamin C. If it's very low potency, it may indeed be from a food concentrate, but you know, you're only a 20 milligrams of vitamin C is only 20 milligrams of vitamin C, regardless of whether it's mixed up with a bunch of food concentrates or not. 20 milligrams of C is 20 milligrams of C. Now, have I answered the question or confused you?
A little. Well, from what I understand, there's a couple of companies, but I think two or three companies that make the vitamin C from food, you know, food source or you know, fruits. And they tell me that they usually make it at 250 milligram.
Let me stop you right now. Yes, there are companies that imply that they do this to you. What I'm telling you is that and we've discussed this before. Here's what they do. Okay, I'm talking generically, so I don't want to get myself into trouble. But let me tell you how this works generically. Let me make sure I have enough time here. Okay, what they do is they take some type of food concentrate, whether it's in the old days it was yeast. Now they take other food things and they dump it into a drum or a barrel or a mixer, and then they dump in the regular vitamin C or the other regular vitamins, and they stir it around. Maybe they let it simmer for a while, whatever. Okay, and then they dry it. All right, and now what you have is a co-dried mixture of, let's say, vitamin C with these various food concentrates. They might imply that somehow or other this food is now changed. I mean, this vitamin C is now changed. It is somehow incorporated into the food. It has somehow been modified. Well, that is just plain not true. Now, does this mean that it's not a decent product? No, not necessarily. It's always best to take your vitamins with as much of the foods and food concentrates as possible. The only thing you have to beware of is being misled into thinking that you're getting something other than what you're really getting. If it's 250 milligrams of vitamin C in the product in a food base, that's what it is. It's mostly, I hesitate to use the word, let me use the word crystalline, mostly crystalline pure vitamin C mixed with the food concentrates. And if that's what you want, then that's the product that you should get. Okay? But that's really what it is. That doesn't make it a bad product unless they're misleading you as to what it really is.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I know, you know, some people don't want to hear that. They love the story. They love the story that, you know, look, we can't turn lead into gold, and we can't turn synthetic vitamin C into something other than what it is. How much time do I have? Let's see. One of the oldest, you know, it used to be yeast. I mentioned yeast. What they used to do, they used to buy a product called nutritional yeast from Universal Foods. It was called Red Star Nutritional Yeast. I'll even tell you the number, T6361. And they did the same thing. They had the yeast in the vat. They dumped in all of these synthetic vitamins. They killed the yeast. They dried it and put out a product called nutritional yeast. On the side of the drum was an ingredient statement, brewer's yeast.
30 seconds.
Vitamins, vitamin, thiamine, this and that, all the vitamins. That's all it was a mixture of the yeast and the vitamins, okay? Even though it wasn't labeled that way in the products. All right. We have to pause for a moment for a brief message, and then we'll be back.
what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg along with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes. We're your Wilner Chemists, nutritional supplement professionals. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of UMCA, cold care from Nature's Way. I want to remind you that this is a two-hour show. We hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. Those of you who are waiting on the phones, please wait and we'll get to you right after we take a break for the news. We will answer any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, and nutritional supplements. We'll see you in a few minutes.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest...